Hello, I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm so glad you joined us today as we continue our series on Just a Thought on the book of Revelation. We'll get into our study right after this. We now join in progress, part 2 of 8 in our study. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8, Jesus says to the church, "I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name." This church, like the churches before it, was a working church. Jesus knew their works, just like he knows our works. They were not known for being a lazy church, but they were a busy church, busy about the work of God. This is certainly true of the Philadelphia church age. For this was a time when the gospel message was being taken to all the ends of the earth. This was the day of men like Adoniram Judson, who at the age of 25 went as the first missionary to Burma. He spent 40 years of his life translating the Bible into Burmese and seeking to reach Burma for Christ. This was the church age with men like George Mueller, who spent his life reaching orphans for the Savior. This is the church age with men like C.H. Spurgeon in England, in London, England, that preached the gospel to the lost of London. This was a great missionary and evangelistic time for the churches. We look around us today and we can see churches that are like the church in Philadelphia. They're known for missions. They're involved in reaching the lost and dying in this world, not only in their own country, but beyond their borders. They invest in the lost souls of men for the Savior. They are continuing to ask the Lord for open doors and then going through those doors by sending missionaries to reach the lost on the fields of this world. None can prevent our witnessing for the Savior when He's the one that has opened the door. We have to be mindful, and we ought to be mindful, of open doors before those doors are shut and no one can open them. An open door is no guarantee that we will not face opposition. The disciples faced those that forbidded their preaching. And we see and hear their answer to such men in Acts chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. Here's what they said. "Did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men." And that should be our response to the world today. Though they did not stop them from preaching the gospel, they certainly sought to prevent them with further opposition. Look at Acts chapter 5 and verse 40 and 42. They didn't get their way, so what did they do? They beat them. It says, "And to him they agreed." They agreed that they might be opposing the work of God. "And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go." Well, what do you think the disciples, the apostles' response to being beaten for the Savior's sake is? Well, look at verse 41 and 42. It says, "They departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ." Nothing stopped them, and nothing should stop us from proclaiming the gospel message to the lost and dying sinners in this world.